Co-creating unique value with customers. Twin paradoxes describe the 21st century economy. Consumers have more choices that yield less satisfaction. Top management has more strategic options that yield less value. This emerging reality is forcing a re-examination of the traditional system of company-centric value creation that has served us so well over the past 100 years. Leaders now need a new frame of reference for value creation. The answer, we believe, lies in a premise centered on co-creation of unique value with customers. It begins by recognizing that the role of the consumer in the industrial system has changed from isolated to connected, from unaware to informed, from passive to active. The impact of the connected, informed, and active consumer is manifest in many ways. Information access. With access to unprecedented amounts of information, knowledgeable consumers can make more informed decisions. For companies accustomed to restricting the flow of information to consumers, this shift is radical. Millions of networked consumers are now collectively challenging the traditions of industries as varied as entertainment, financial services, and healthcare. Global view. Consumers can also access information on firms, products, technologies, performance, prices, and consumer actions and reactions from around the world. Geographical limits on information still exist, but they are eroding fast, changing the rules of business competition. For example, broader consumer scrutiny of product range, price, and performance across geographic borders is limiting multinational firms' freedom to vary the price or quality of products from one location to another. Networking. Thematic consumer communities, in which individuals share ideas and feelings without regard for geographic or social barriers, are revolutionizing emerging markets and transforming established ones. The power of consumer communities comes from their independence from the firm. In the pharmaceutical industry, for instance, word of mouth about actual consumer experiences with a drug and not its claimed benefits is increasingly affecting patient demands. Thus, consumer networking inverts the traditional top-down pattern of marketing communications. Experimentation. Consumers can also use the internet to experiment with and develop products, especially digital ones. Consider MP3, the compression standard for encoding digital audio developed by a student, Karl-Heinz Brandenburg, and released to the public by the Fraunhofer Institute in Germany. Once technology-savvy consumers began experimenting with MP3, a veritable audio file-sharing movement surged to challenge the music industry. The collective genius of software users the world over has similarly enabled the co-development of such popular products as the Apache web server software and the Linux operating system. Activism. As people learn, they can better discriminate when making choices. And, as they network, they embolden each other to act and speak out. Consumers increasingly provide unsolicited feedback to companies and to each other. Already, hundreds of websites are perpetuating consumer activism, many targeting specific companies and brands. America Online's AOL Watch, for example, posts complaints from former and current AOL customers. What is the net result of the changing role of consumers? Companies can no longer act autonomously, designing products, developing production processes, crafting marketing messages, and controlling sales channels with little or no interference from consumers. Consumers now seek to exercise their influence in every part of the business system. Armed with new tools and dissatisfied with available choices, consumers want to interact with firms and thereby co-create value. The use of interaction as a basis for co-creation is at the crux of our emerging reality. In the conventional value creation process, companies and consumers had distinct roles of production and consumption. Products and services contained value, and markets exchanged this value, from the producer to the consumer. Value creation occurred outside the markets. But as we move toward co-creation, this distinction disappears. Increasingly, consumers engage in the processes of both defining and creating value. The co-creation experience of the consumer becomes the very basis of value. The future of competition, however, lies in an altogether new approach to value creation, based on an individual-centered co-creation of value between consumers and companies. Armed with new connective tools, consumers want to interact and co-create value, not just with one firm, but with whole communities of professionals, service providers, and other consumers. The co-creation experience depends highly on individuals. Each person's uniqueness affects the co-creation process as well as the co-creation experience. A firm cannot create anything of value without the engagement of individuals. Co-creation supplants the exchange process. The new frame of reference for value creation. What might a new, internally consistent system based on co-creation of value look like? Managers must attend to the quality of co-creation experiences, not just to the quality of the firm's products and processes. Quality depends on the infrastructure for interaction between companies and consumers, oriented around the capacity to create a variety of experiences. The firm must efficiently innovate experience environments that enable a diversity of co-creation experiences. It must build a flexible experience network that allows individuals to co-construct and personalize their experiences. Eventually, the roles of the company and the consumer converge toward a unique co-creation experience, or an experience of one. Notice what co-creation is not. It is neither the transfer nor outsourcing of activities to customers, nor a marginal customization of products and services. Nor is it a scripting or staging of customer events around the firm's various offerings. That kind of company-customer interaction no longer satisfies most consumers today. The change that we are describing is far more fundamental. It involves the co-creation of value through personalized interactions that are meaningful and sensitive to a specific consumer. The co-creation experience, not the offering, is the basis of unique value for each individual. The market begins to resemble a forum organized around individuals and their co-creation experiences, rather than around passive pockets of demand for the firm's offerings. 1. How was value created previously in the traditional company-centric system? What is the ultimate result of the changing role of the connected, informed, and active consumer?